poorly vaccinated for COVID, and unfortunately, we're starting to see a potential transmission of polio also as well in this community. And it's all just, it's all misinformation, and they're just basically taking portions of the Torah and the Bible and they're turning it into anti-vax communication. But there's actually the head of infectious diseases in the New York City a hospital, who's also a rabbi, and he speaks very, in fact, we should have him on the show, Hope. He speaks very, he speaks wonderfully into the need of not only the Jewish communities who have been poorly vaccinated, but the need for all of us to be vaccinated. He does make a religious argument for it. So I think that's still important. But again, these communities are poorly vaccinated. It makes them, as well as their children, highly susceptible to the virus. Experts say that polio is very good at finding unvaccinated people. Most viruses are, despite a country having a high vaccination rate. In the US, UK, and Israel are all ramping up their vaccination efforts to help stop these polio outbreaks, fix the immunization gaps that were caused by COVID-19 pandemic. And I will add also the misinformation that exists. This podcast, this radio show, was started as a result to fight the misinformation that surrounded COVID, and we will continue to fight the misinformation, especially as it relates to vaccinations, especially polio. Because I can assure you, no matter how anti-vax you think that you are, if you or a loved one shows up catastrophically disabled, I can assure you that's not a position you want to be in, where you're going to then have to regret your decision. Please get vaccinated.
Right. Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Pickerson, at hopepickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.
You are tuned to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland. KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, board meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month starting at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The following program is a rebroadcast. For all of KBOO's archived audio, please visit our website at kboo.fm.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
Hello, hello, Portland. Hello, hello. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. It's another wonderful day in the neighborhood. We got music, poetry, and more for you. We got DJ Yellow Horse in the studio. Nick Yellow Horse will be chatting it up later on in the show. Starting off today, they are going to be in Portland on the 21st, so might want to get your tickets. This is A Tribe Called Red featuring Northern Voice with Suplex here on Rose City Native Radio.
Soup?
Yeah, I got two.
Everything's red. All red, everything. Everything's red. All red, everything. Everything's red. Everything's red. 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 Dead. Red. Dead. Red. First off, I send love to Lupe for giving us hope in this Lakota Sioux. All red, everything, red nation rising. Yeah. Revising our story, they're televising. Child of the plains, I see 2020. Yeah. Poverty porn, TV pimpers for money. Nah. Tell Diane Sawyer, I am a warrior. Yeah. Give me your camera, send pal to your lawyer. Free all my people, get them out of prison. Yeah. Take them to Sundance, show them how we're living. Right. Give youth an outlet, disadvantaged prodigies. Feed these Republicans all our commodities. Put them on the reds. From the day they're born, they won't survive because their cancer is airborne. Put them in our schools, put them in our shoes. Take away their money and give them our booze. Red, make everything red. Words of my ancestors up in my head. Food for thought, our kids underfed. Your oil is mud, they want the earth dead. Oil for blood, making you rich. You soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean. That oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead. Red. I can't afford to leave the reds. Government has got me trapped. The leadership need a tip. And most of my tribal leaders whack. They don't wanna hear that. They just wanna chill. I'm sick. I'll go to IHS and get a pill. For real? Like a song without a title. Yeah. Feel forgotten. Like slaves picking the cotton. Forever tribal. With no connection to the Bible. Lying. People rotting. Sometimes I'm suicidal. Feeling like no exit. Generation ish. Text message and sex. What I connect with. Technology. Get this world to acknowledge me. My ancestors studied numbers and astrology. Like the philosophy, keep them haters off of me. Keystone XL, you smell like an atrocity. To my home and my ancestors, I'm loyal. Build that pipeline and I'm burning down your oil. Oil for blood, making you rich. You soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean. That oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, 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 dead. Red, dead. Red.
That was Frank Wallen with Oil for Blood, and before that, A Tribe Called Red, featuring Northern Voice with Suplex. Coming up next, this is 2 for 1 with Sage Patch Kid here on Rose City Native Radio.
I'm looking at my living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a Minneapolis. Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I wanna make some wild rice together later on and we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden?
different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like it hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I want to take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dance into some magic sound. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, played with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk really hard? Please can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I want to burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid so it could bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Borinquen. Live off the land and go completely off the grid with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green. Sing to me deep into the night as the coqui sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs, and while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. Showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well. Let's go on a walk in the morning.
you're acting like a devil. I can't am I leaving these messages thinking this you gonna be stopping it. You a monster in disguise. You took my heart and swallowed it. Just as far as I can go, my last message is dial tone. No calling at night, no calling to fight, no calling trying to.
I just like love. Were cold. You took my heart and swallowed it. Oh, you're nothing but a Wendigo, Wendigo, Wendigo.
That was Wendigo by Nico Soul. And before that, we listened to Sage Patch Kids by 2 for 1. You are still listening to Rose City Native Radio. I am still DJ Yellow Horse. Up next, let's listen to Bougie Natives by Snotty Nose Rez Kids.
Since I was a puny dookie. Nietzsche, Nietzsche, looky, looky. How I get low when I boogie. Don't mind me some goody goodies. I'm Nate and Bougie. My wifey be the wolf, and I'm the wolf that's from the sea. And she no Pocahontas, more like Buffy Saint Marie. Come do your dance with me. I dip, you dip, we dip. No, it ain't blasphemy. I sip, you sip, we sip with Nisika. I stand and rock with all my suit without the wooses. Me and bro came out the womb. Nietzsche 1 and Nietzsche 2. We very indigenous people. We some VIPs. I'm a blood thicker than Unica Grease. Nietzsche, please sing your song. This my jam. Got my fam all going ham for the land, not the gram. Staving A, it's who I am. We choose copper over gold. Praise the elders. I remember what I'm told. Never turn your back on home. We them bougie natives. I got turquoise on my red. We them bougie natives. Five rings up on my fist. We them bougie natives. Big hat with the brim. We them bougie natives. Got that custom made bling. We them bougie natives. New city, new sweet grass, new sage. We them bougie natives. Put my knowledge in my brain. We them bougie natives. New city, new sweet grass, new sage. We them bougie natives. You can holler at my name.
Hey, a ho.
Hey,
can't you tell them, woke? The smoke shop is closed. Can you tell your boys, dope? Man, I'm spinning like I made it, and I'm smudging because I'm broke again. Always running late. I hope the liquor store is open. I got carvers, weavers, beaters, and designers on my team. I got braiders, hella famous, that I'm signing to my team. In my limousine, gonna look steezy. Next to mine, digi queen.
Yeah, that's my Moose McGee.
I know ballers, I know chiefs, I know riders from the east. I know educated natives down to picket in the streets. Middle fingers to police, but we come in peace. I know red-skinned hippies that be giving me the creeps. I know beauty, I know beast, I know savages and freaks. And I know a couple cousins even bougier than me. No, 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 ain't elite, bougie native, yes indeed. Art exhibit to the club, and we roll it 20 deep. Copper on my neck,
gold on my ring, feather on my hat, skin stitch chin, 100 warriors on my back, daily drumming when I sing, man, there ain't no way around it. I'm a
bougie native.
I got turquoise on my red.
We them bougie natives.
Five rings up on my fist.
We them bougie natives.
Big hat with the brand.
We them bougie natives.
Got that custom made bling.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
Put my knowledge in my brain.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
You can holler at my name.
Up and leave, stay when you please. And now you know that I'm the best in the Murata. Better by far, but I need you to choose tonight. Oh, give me the
And that was Leeway by Rebecca Hatch. Before that, we're listening to Down by Antoine Edwards. And before that was Bougie Natives by Snotty Nose Res Kids. Up next, we're going to be listening to, and I always butcher her name and I feel terrible. You know, I should really learn and I apologize. But this is Nagai Ire, and the song is called House on a Rock.
How come we never get far? We're talking a lot.
We're talking.
Am I getting through? I said I'm talking to you. I'm getting sick in the heart. It only gets harder. What to do? I said, I think we're out on the blue.
We built a house on a rock, hard rock, hard rock, built like bedrock. We built a house on a rock, hard like bedrock, hard, but the ice will recede, so melt, and melt, and melt, and it's wiping.
Until you break and tear, holding up the seams while you're floating downstream. wanna stop here. I wanna get off. I walk the rest of the way. And no, I don't wanna stay. I still stay. I still stay. No, I don't wanna stay.
When the head and the heart never have it, and you learn to trust yourself. What happens when you stop comparing yourself to everyone else? Picks your perfect in your chest, but don't really mean a thing. It's what happens when you're right in the moment, connect and breathe in.
What if you've already got it all? What if you're free?
Happens when you stop and your heart beats and you see things from a different angle. What if you dug up what you buried, let in a little light to the coast of home? When you realize their opinions don't really mean a thing, they don't matter at all, and you can just be who you are. Let go, let go.
What if you've already got it all? What if you're free?
And that was What If by Star Captains. Before that, we were listening to House on a Hill by Nagaire. And you know what? Let's keep it up. Let's listen to some more Rebecca Hatch. This is Levels, and you are still listening to Rose City Native Radio.
To my friend, if you try to play me twice, I'll move on to your friend. If you try to run and hide, I'll find you. I'll find you. Hey. Try to play me once, I'll pass you to my friend. If you try to play me twice, I'll move on to your friend. If you try to run and hide, I'll find you. I'll find you. Calling from the north and the west, coming to the east. Say you got that love. Sensing your fake energy. Know I got that thrill. See you lurking, always talking to me. Hating on my friends, and you about to make some enemies. And we've all seen all we passed the stage by now. But you just won't move. You keep standing your ground. Just come and shoot your shot.
Dropping bombs again, it's the same old game, and we did it. think in the system, but all they do is think. It's just a classic case of a fascist state lying to your face.
And that was Same Old Game by David Morin. Before that, we were listening to Levels by Rebecca Hatch. And you're still listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm still DJ Yellowhorse. Let's continue the show. This is If Only by Teeks.
Say that I'm sorry. If I could change things, girl, don't you think I would? Now I'm down on my knees and I'm asking God, why would you do this to me? Why would you do this to me? Oh, if only I and everything would be alright. And if only it was that easy. If only it was that simple. If only I could pick my fingers. Myself, baby, you wouldn't understand. It's all this love that you're giving, I can't return. Now I feel like I've let you down, oh, I've let you down. If only I could love you like you want me to, then there. If only I could love you
to, then everything would be alright. And if only it was that easy. If only it was that simple. If only I could click my.
That was Teeks. Whew. Sorry. Whew. That was Teeks with If Only. If you don't know about Teeks, you should. If you don't know, now you know. It's time for TB Talk. We're going to listen to a clip here. A little bit of a long clip. This is the California governor apologizing to the native population of California. And then we're going to have a brief discussion before the show's over. So enjoy.
Governor Newsom.
Let me thank all of you for the privilege of being here with you today. To all of the guests that assembled, grateful for all of you taking the time to be here, and to some of members of the press, we're also humbled you're here to have a discussion of sorts about staying on our state. It's humbling for me, having believed I was educated, to have been so ignorant of our past. To have been so unaware of how ashamed I should be as a Californian, fifth generation, about how so many of your ancestors were treated. I thought I knew a little bit, but I didn't know. What's even more shameful, perhaps, is reading that history and still those that are in denial, still those that are challenging that history or diminishing that history, trying to soften their language or their words or suggesting that some of the accounts are untrue, overstated, misleading. But there's no objective reading of that history. And we are modestly familiar with that history since it hasn't been completely told. There's no objective reading of what has been shared that doesn't suggest this moment is long overdue. Begs the question, where have we been for decades? With that in mind, with that spirit, and with humbleness of heart, I want to just briefly sum up some of what you know, but others may not. I read a chronicle of sorts that was well published in the time, out in the open, but not necessarily well shared. The tally says is relentlessly grim, a whole settlement wiped out in Trinity County, excepting a few children, an Indian girl raped and left to die somewhere near Mendocino, as many as 50 killed at Goose Lake, and 2 months later, as many as 257 murdered at Grouse Creek, scores of them women and children. There were the four white ranchers who tracked down a Banayana to the cave, butchering 30. In the cave with the meat were some Indian children. One of the whites could not bear to kill these children with his 56 caliber Spencer rifle. He said, after all, it tore them up so bad. So instead, he shot them with a 38 caliber Smith and Wesson revolver. It goes on and on and on. Systemic slaughter, California Indians. That's not what you learn in your fourth grade history books. Certainly not what I learned in my fourth grade history books. And at peril, it's not what my children will learn in their history books unless we write that wrong. Only way to right the wrong is to acknowledge the wrong. Now, there's some, I acknowledge, that still challenge this notion. They talk about the war of the West, that to somehow this is the normal course of engagement. I read a number of competing points of view that suggest that this was a clash between competing, quote-unquote, ways of life. Nothing become farther from the truth. It is indeed a fact that we had the first governor of California, by the name of Peter Burnett, who in 1851 talked about the war of extermination. He had a senator at the time by the name of John Weller, soon to become governor of California, who talked about the interests of white men, and they demand the extinction of the Indians. We had no less than three major bills, some remember, through the California legislature to fund dozens and dozens of militias. $1.5 million spent on 24 killing militias in just an 11-year period, and reimbursed by the federal government, all but 200,000 of that reimbursed. Coordination, collaboration, vigilantes, militiamen, federal soldiers working in concert. It's called a genocide. That's what it was, a genocide. No other way to describe it. And that's the way it needs to be described in the history books. And so I'm here to say the following. I'm sorry on behalf of the state of California. I'm sorry that we've had generations, your kids and grandkids, your ancestors, that have to suffer through the indignities, the lack of capacity and empathy and understanding, their lives lost, their lives diminished, and the incapacity for the rest of us to fully grasp the magnitude of what we in this state did to your ancestors. So we have formally today signed an executive order codifying that apology, acknowledging and accounting for our historical wrongdoings. And I said in that executive order that we will apologize on behalf of the citizens of California, to all California Native Americans, for the many instances of violence, maltreatment, neglect, murder inflicted on the tribes. I can't square that these words, or suggest these words somehow will solve, S-A-L-V-E, or even reconcile the atrocities of the past. But in the spirit of acknowledgement and truth and healing, I also think it's important that we invite you to help us understand that truth by encouraging the creation of a Truth and Healing Council.
So that was the governor of California apologizing for the genocide of Native Americans. And joining us, as always, Nick Yellowhorse. Nick.
Yes.
Thoughts.
Hello. Hi there.
Wait. I know we're cutting it close.
Hello. Oh, yes. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. I mean, I think the most blatant question out of all of this is what action is coming after this? What action do we have proposed in any type of government council that California currently has? Mm-hmm. Yes, they are acknowledging murdered and missing Indigenous women, and they do have one of the highest rates of any state. But what is the action? What action are they trying to think or even put into plan? What are the steps to begin the process?
Yep.
That's the main issue, right? Is that, I'm sorry, the main question after all of this.
So they're doing a truth and reconciliation, just like Canada, they're doing a truth and reconciliation kind of council of sorts. But time will tell if it ends up just being a, well, tell us how to fix it. Like, you do the work. Putting it back on us to do the work to tell them how to fix it, which is not how it should be,